The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once, Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did homage to him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
O you of little faith, why do you doubt? Saint Peter became distracted by the chaotic winds and had a moment of doubt. And our Lord gently chides Peter, calling him to deeper faith, saying, "O you of little faith, why do you doubt?" Jesus is not condemning Peter. Rather, he is offering Peter a corrective. Jesus is encouraging Peter toward an increase in faith. O good Jesus, you also chide us for our little faith. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and increase in us the gift of faith, that we may believe that you are truly the Son of God. Amen. My dear family in Christ Jesus, through our readings today, our Lord is gently inviting us to grow. Jesus does not condemn us as hopeless when our faith is weak. He calls us to grow in faith by keeping our eyes fixed on him. Just as Peter's little faith led to sinking beneath the waves, so our own little faith is revealed in three ways: in our sinfulness, in our trials, and in our failure to pray. Perhaps you have experienced the heavy yoke of sin and are tired and exhausted from repeatedly falling into the same patterns of sin. As a result of your shame, you feel like you are sinking under the crashing waves of guilt. Look up to Jesus standing on the waters and cry out as Peter did, "Lord, save me." In the confessional, Jesus offers you his hand to pull you out of the deadly waters of sin. The sacrament of holy penance is not a place of condemnation, but an encounter with God's love. After confessing your weaknesses, Jesus gazes in your eyes with love, saying, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Why did I doubt his goodness, turning away from him and seeking fulfillment in the trite things of this world? Why did I doubt his mercy, running away from reconciliation for so long? Why did I doubt his love for me, believing the lie that I am unlovable? Jesus, increase our faith. Perhaps you have been experiencing many trials and difficulties in your life. The worries of making ends meet, emotional strain between you and the one you love, the overwhelming grief from the death of someone dear to you, an estranged family relationship that weighs heavy on your heart, or a challenging medical prognosis that leaves you feeling lost and hopeless. These life experiences can leave us feeling like we are sinking, exhaustedly rowing against the waves. Jesus does not cease loving us, nor does he abandon us in our trials. Recall St. Paul's words from last week. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. Hear Jesus speak your name, saying, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Take heart and boldly ask our Lord as St. Peter did, saying, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. You see, Jesus never said to Peter, O you of no faith. Rather, Jesus said, O you of little faith. Peter had faith, and he trusted that Jesus had the power to keep him from sinking. And he did. Peter, for a brief moment, with the grace of God, walked on water. I'm not saying that Jesus is going to solve all of our problems and make life comfortable. Clearly, Jesus never preached a gospel of comfort. We are going to experience sorrows, sufferings, and trials. We ought to weep when our loved ones die, just as Jesus wept bitterly at the tomb of Lazarus. We will suffer just as Jesus suffered on the cross. We will continue to experience trials just as Jesus experienced hunger, temptation, and thirst in the desert. Yet even in all these things, Jesus holds us in his loving gaze, quietly encouraging us with the simple invitation, come. Come, Peter, out of the boat of your fears. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. The yoke of charity is light because love makes all things easier to bear. It was the immense love of Jesus that allowed him to endure crucifixion for our sake. It was immense love that enabled Saint Maria Goretti to forgive the man who stabbed her 14 times. It was immense love for the Eucharist that led Carlos Acutis to joyfully endure the awful leukemia that caused his early death at the age of 15. Supernatural love is impossible without supernatural faith, and faith is impossible without prayer. Jesus sets an example for us of how to pray. Recall how our gospel began. After Jesus dismisses the crowds, Jesus goes up the mountain to pray. He spends time alone and in silence with his Father. Do I spend time alone and in silence with my Father, with Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit? Do I recognize the littleness of my own faith? Do I love as the saint I am called to be? The Christian needs prayer in the same way that the body needs oxygen, to breathe in the breath of God by meditating on his word, and to breathe out, to praise God who loves me. Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief. Let us conclude with the act of faith prayer. Oh my God, I firmly believe that you are one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches because you have revealed them, who are eternal truth and wisdom, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. In this faith, I intend to live and die. Amen.